Well, let's talk just a bit about John Philip Sousa and what a big deal he was and how he got started. And it sounded like his dad actually sent him off to be in a band so that he wouldn't join the circus.
Yeah, that's true. There are many facts about Sousa that are kind of shocking. The first one is that he was never a band musician. I think sometimes he played bass drum, but he was a violinist and he was trained as a violinist. And his dad was in a Marine band, and Sousa had gotten an offer from some guy to join a circus band because he was so unusually good at the violin. And that's the point that his dad took him by the scruff of the neck down to the Marine band and enlisted him as an apprentice. At that time, a young boy could be an apprentice to the Marine band. It was a 5-year enlistment, and a lot of what they did was to sweep the floor and pass out music and so on. But Sousa had that role from 12 to 17 years of age. So he was a quasi-performer with a Marine band as a teenager, and that set him off on that track. Then he became an orchestra conductor in the theaters in Washington and later on in Philadelphia, and did some tours with theatrical companies, conducting and playing concertmaster in the orchestras. But at some point, his father managed to convince the Commandant of Marines to look at him as the next conductor of the Marine Band. So in 1880, he was the youngest person ever named to be conductor of the Marine Band, and that's when his band career started really big time.